Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us today. This is your host, Brother T, along with my beautiful wife, Reverend Renee. We're going to be talking about Lesson 212 in A Course in Miracles workbook, and we are studying from the CIMS edition, Course in Miracles Society edition, but the workbook lessons are the same regardless which text you may be, provider you might be using. So let's join together for a moment of silence and kind of get on the same page together, so to speak. And let's take a good deep breath. I am not a body. I am free. For I am still as God created me. I have a function God would have me fill.
I seek the function that would set me free from all the vain illusions of the world. Only the function God has given me can offer freedom. Only this I seek, and only this will I accept as mine.
I am not a body. I am free. For I am still as God created me. I have a function God would have me feel. Let's pause again for another moment of silence as we consider this wonderful lesson. Wouldn't it be nice to be free from all the illusions, as he says, vain illusions of the world? Indeed, it would be. So A Course in Miracles is a journey to that realization that we can indeed be free. Excuse me. Not in the terms and conditions, however, of the ego mind. The freedom that one knows, capital K knows, when the realization of the experience of union and relationship occurs for you, and it will occur for you, it will occur for each and every one of us. Already the answer has been given. When we came up with the tiny mad idea of playing this game of separation, God's answer was already given. And it's pretty simple, really, that you can't do that. You can't be separated from God. Ideas leave not their source. And you and I and all that is are ideas of love in the mind of God, what we might call mind of God. And as they were extended from that mind through you and I, they remain where they began. You cannot be where God would have you not. You can never be separate from all of the brotherhood and sisterhood, the sonship as it's defined and described in A Course in Miracles. You cannot be separate from it or anything or anyone. It is all actually encompassed within you. So the vain illusions of the world of separation is the ego trying to puff itself up, trying to pretend to be God, pretend to be its own creator, but it did not create itself. It is not real and has no eternal existence. And so the Course in Miracles, again, is our journey home. These are simple practices, but they lead us to this practice we've been really talking about these last few lessons, called the Holy Instant. And it is really nothing more than a connection. By taking that good deep breath, turning within, joining with the voice of love, your voice, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than your right mind, and allowing that voice then to inform your experience in this incarnation. And in that experience, in that joining and union and relationship, we become the expression of love in form and field. We become the what? And we take on a new incarnation, literally, in this form and field we have now. We take on a new incarnation, an attunement to a higher octave, to a higher vibration. And everywhere we go, everywhere we be, we have an effect of allowing all those around us to begin to realize their capital D divinity as well. I have a function God would have me fill. And only the function God has given me can offer freedom.
Isn't it nice to know that there's an assignment, that there's a function, and in our world, you know, I think of being a younger person thinking, you know, what's my purpose? What's my purpose in life? And what am I going to be when I grow up? And how lovely of an idea for God to say, I have a function for you, my beloved. And it brings you happiness and joy and perfect freedom. And how interesting we are that we look everywhere else for that except where it's being given. And yeah, you know, my human parents weren't really good at telling me, you know, why I'm here. And, you know, and that was okay because I had my journey. But, you know, here, this father mother presence is saying, I have a function for you, and it's for you to be happy. And it's for you to remember the oneness back before you ever gave any ideas of separation. You know, so forgiveness becomes the pathway, and the holy instant a means of accomplishing that in every moment. And in fact, in the text I was reading, or just really getting at a new level, that the only thing that's really asked of us is our willingness. And I think that we think that we have to come to that holy instant having figured it out already, or having forgiven already, or having somehow ship-shaped ourselves to be prepared. And that's not what is being asked. All that's being asked is that we bring our willingness, and that that aspect of ourselves, it is not for it to do anything other than be willing, to humble itself, to be willing, and to bring whatever it is to that moment. And, you know, and that is the only thing. This is a very absolute teaching. It's not, I'll dabble in it a little bit. I'll dabble in it for, you know, 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes at night. What is really being called forth is 100% of ourselves. And there's benevolence and love and when we don't remember 100% of the time, there's not somebody scolding us. It's just a great pause waiting for our attention to return again is all. It's all very gentle. It's all very loving. We're the ones that are hard on ourselves. And it's saying only. The word only is in here several times. You know, this is it. This is it. Only this. And so it really, I always there was a period in my life where I thought, no, you know, there are gray areas. And only going to those areas to then go back to, no, it really is an all or nothing. And you know, we traverse along the way until our one and only desire is, you know, God's function for us, no matter what. No matter what happens, no matter what. So I have a function. I have a function God would have me fill. It's not about my body. It's not about the body. It's about my freedom in spirit and as spirit.
Thank you for sharing. Mm. So the ego mind, well, I'll speak for myself, tends to rush to fill in the blanks. Oh, God's given me a function. What can it be? Maybe I'm supposed to do this or do that, or, you know, the specialness, the elements of specialness come to the top of mind. And it gets busy. Oh, what's my function? What if I don't like it? What if I'm not able? What if the cancel culture, you know, eliminates me because of I'm fulfilling my function, and maybe, you know, that the world would see me in harsh ways, and I certainly don't want to be crucified. You know, nobody wants to be crucified. I'll just comply with the world, and I'm sure God's function for me would be simple enough because God loves me. I mean, I can see those kinds of thoughts would be totally appropriate as compared to what Course in Miracles tells us our function is, which is to be the salvation of the world. And then the mind really goes, oh my God, how can I be that? I'm just this. I'm just this little human, and I have no impact. I have no whatever. Well, as we started our conversation, as you raise your consciousness, and yes, you're raising your consciousness. If you're studying these workbook lessons, you're raising your consciousness every day. And you've raised your consciousness if you're tagging along with us in this conversation, this very moment, because this is divinely inspired teaching. And as we raise our consciousness, you could literally be, you could go to a theater with 1,000 people, and if you hold this consciousness of Christ, Christ's consciousness is what we're talking about. If you're holding this consciousness, this union and relationship with your higher self, then you would have an impact on every one of those 1,000 people without ever saying a word to them. Now that sounds a little weird and maybe a little bizarre as far as the ego might be concerned, but this isn't about the ego. This is about us fulfilling our function. Requires only a little willingness, but to fulfill our function is to simply be in union and relationship with our higher self, and allow that self then to be who we are being in field and form. I have a function God would have me fill. In the first paragraph of Lesson 192, it says, it is your Father's holy will that you complete Himself, and that yourself shall be His sacred child, forever pure as He, of love created and in love preserved, extending love, creating in its name forever one with God and with yourself. Thank you for joining us today. Let's take a moment now and just let this energy, this vibration, this feeling of love be with us for just a moment together. I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me. I have a function God would have me fill.
I seek the function that would set me free from all the vain illusions of the world. Only the function God has given me can offer freedom. Only this I seek, and only this will I accept as mine.
I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me. Thank you, mighty companions, for being with us again today. Have a blessed day. We'll be back.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens.